This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh visited the flood-affected areas in Imphal City and interacted with the rescue workers and affected families. He visited Singjamai and its surrounding areas that have been inundated after a breach of the river bank of Imphal River. The affected families have been rescued along with household items by the security forces and village volunteers. Speaking to media persons during the visit, the Chief Minister said the government has taken necessary measures to assist the affected families while preparations are underway to tackle and address the eventualities. He also appealed to people to remain calm and cooperate with the authorities for any issues and challenges. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Centre IMD Imphal forecasts that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur in Manipur in the coming 5 days. Thunderstorms and lightning may occur in some parts of Manipur in the coming 3 days. The Central Water Commission has issued a flood advisory for 4 lower Assam districts in view of the rising water level of Brahmaputra River. The districts are Kamrup Metro, Kamrup Gwalpara and Dhubri. According to the flood advisory, the river Brahmaputra is flowing in a severe situation across multiple locations. At Guwahati DC Court in Kamrup District, the river was recorded at 50.72 meters. This level is 1.04 meter above its danger level of 49.68 meters and approaching its previous highest flood level of 51.46 meter, which was recorded on July 21, 2004. The 16th edition of the India-Mongolia Joint Military Exercise Nomadic Elephant began yesterday at the Foreign Training Node at Umroy in Meghalaya. The exercise, scheduled from 3rd to 16th of this month, involves 45 Indian personnel from the Sikkim Scouts and other arms and personnel from the 150 Quick Reaction Force Battalion of the Mongolian Army. This annual training event alternates between India and Mongolia. The previous edition was held in Mongolia in July 2023. The opening ceremony was attended by Mongolian Ambassador to India, Dambajawin Ganbold, and Major General Prasanna Joshi of the Indian Army. The exercise aims to enhance joint military capabilities for counterinsurgency operations under the UN mandate, focusing on semi-urban and mountainous terrain. The closing ceremony will be attended by Major General Gyan Brahma Sanrev of Mongolia and Lieutenant General Zubin A. Minwala of the Indian Army. The exercise fosters interoperability and camaraderie and defense cooperation between India and Mongolia. In Sikkim, the National Informatics Centre and the Spices Board of India have signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday to develop AI tools for detecting and classifying large cardamom diseases. The project, spearheaded by NIC Centre of Excellence at AI Kolkata, aims to analyse images of cardamom leaves to identify diseases early. The MOU was signed by Sanhita Bhattacharji of NIC and Dr. A.B. Rimashri of the Spices Board in the presence of Dr. L.P. Sharma, State Informatics Officer of Sikkim, and other officials. This initiative follows 3 months of discussions and marks a significant step in leveraging AI for agriculture advancements in Sikkim. In Meghalaya, Bedenklam Festival of Senrai Jowai, which started since 30th June, concluded at CM Aitnar Jowai yesterday. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma witnessed the festival along with Tourism Minister Paul Lingdor, Jowai MLA, Wailad Mekishilla and other MLAs and MDCs and government officials, besides tourists and thousands of devotees. Around 12 rods were brought to the Aitnar pool from different localities of Jowai Town and Senrai Shillong, Senrai Umulong and Sentililang Lathalabor. The 133rd edition of the Indian Oil Durant Cup football tournament will kick off on the 27th of this month and the final is scheduled on August 31st. This was announced by Eastern Command of the Indian Army on behalf of the Durant Football Tournament Society, which will organize this year's edition of Asia's oldest football tournament. Continuing with its commitment to spread the reach of the Durant Cup further into the east and northeast, two new cities, Jamshedpur and Shillong, have been added as host cities this year. Kokrajhar in Assam will be playing host for the second consecutive year, besides Kolkata, which has been a host for the last 5 years. The 133rd edition will see 24 teams with representation from the widest possible spectrum of Indian football. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.